This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Linda Thomas-Greenfield on Thursday touted the U.N.'s ousting of Russia from the Human Rights Council over its invasions of Ukraine. Addressing the U.N. General Assembly earlier, Thomas-Greenfield said suspending Russia from the U.N. Human Rights Council was the right thing to do.
Today, the international community took one collective step in the right direction. We ensured a persistent and egregious human rights violator will not be allowed to occupy a position of leadership on human rights at the UN.
Meanwhile,
let us continue to hold Russia accountable.
Meanwhile, Russian troops have left behind crushed buildings, streets littered with destroyed cars, and residents in dire need of food and other aid in a northern Ukrainian city. The scenes of destruction give fuel to Kyiv's calls Thursday for more Western support to help halt Moscow's offensive before it refocuses on the country's east. Dozens of people lined up to receive loaves of bread, diapers, and medicine from vans parked outside a shattered school, now serving as an aid distribution point for Cherniv. Russian forces besieged the city for weeks before retreating. Ukrainian foreign ministers pleaded Thursday for weapons from NATO to face down the coming offensive in the east. Nations from the Western Alliance agreed to ramp their supply of arms. The United States sharply increased the number of Ukrainians admitted to the country at the Mexican border, as even more refugees fleeing the Russian invasion follow the same route. A government recreation center in the Mexican border city of Tijuana grew to about 1,000 refugees Thursday, according to officials. A canopy under which children played soccer only 2 days earlier was